rallied in the last 4 minutes, and Pit Martin scored one, but that was all. The Hawks tied it up against the California Seals 3-3. Over in the World Hockey League, our Chicago Cougars jumped off to an early 2-0 lead, but Quebec tied it up in the second period and went on to win 3-2. Finally, in basketball, Milwaukee squashed the Philadelphia 131-113, making the 76ers 13 straight humiliation in as many games. It's now 7 minutes away from nine and in the final moments of the top 1,000.
The next time you're flying to Denver or Los Angeles, fly a Continental DC-10 and see what it's like to fly with an airline that gives you more. In the first place, we've taken out several rows of seats to give you more legroom. The seats themselves are specially designed to give you more comfort. Our Polynesian pub is a great place to visit if you're looking for more good times. And in addition to all this, you'll find our Director of Passenger Service on board to give you more of his last name, service. He can phone ahead in flight to reserve a car for you, or make a hotel reservation, or even reserve a good table in a good restaurant. In other words, he'll go to all sorts of trouble to make sure you don't have to go to any. Continental. We give more, and we think you'll find it's a very nice thing to get. The Continental DC-10 to Denver and Los Angeles. The proud bird with a golden tail.
Remember 1968? You were working. Not one, but maybe two jobs. Your kid had a choice of job offers when he got out of school. That was in 1968, under the Democrats. Now you're worried about holding your job, and your boy or girl is lucky to have any kind of work. Unemployment figures are a disgrace today under the Republicans. November 7th, vote Democratic. Vote for jobs. The proceeding paid for by the Democratic Party of Cook County.
This is Louis Jourdan talking to you from the south of France. A question for you. Of all the things in life, what would you want most? Perhaps just a little peace and quiet? But what happens to this peace and quiet when you forget your wife's birthday? It could get very quiet. I have a suggestion for you. Make a note of all your birthday girls and call an FTD florist. Ask him about the forget-me-not bouquet. FTD florists will send almost anywhere, exactly on her birthday, a special bouquet of beautiful flowers to your mother, daughter, girlfriend, or your wife. Now remember three things. FTD florist, forget-me-not bouquet, and peace and quiet.
As an independent businessman, each FDD member florist sets his own prices. But the forget-me-not bouquet for birthday girls is generally available for less than $10.
WIND is presenting the biggest music countdown in hit history. Chicago's original all-time, all-hit, top 1,000.
WIND, number one.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. On the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Depends on which way you're counting. Down to number 11 in the WIND all-time top 1000. Guy Mitchell.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay.
Is underway. I'm Ralph Howard at 901 and WIND Chicago. It's a campaign blitz for both Governor Ogilvie and Dan Walker. Walker has left Chicago heading for a final day of campaigning. Governor Ogilvie will be in Chicago for a news conference. In all, Ogilvie and Walker each plan to be in eight cities throughout the state. Chicago policemen are expected on duty as usual tomorrow, Election Day. Some members of two police organizations had been talking of calling in sick or blue flu. But at a rally at McCormick Place, policemen voted against the idea. President Nixon will stay at his San Clemente home throughout Election Day. Mr. Nixon plans only a five-minute TV broadcast on this final day of the campaign. And George McGovern will be flying west later on after starting his day in New York City.
Senator McGovern blitzed New York with stops in Brooklyn and the Bronx and an appearance by his wife in Queens. At all stops, McGovern was greeted by noisy crowds, which cheered when he told them to disregard the public opinion polls. In Brooklyn, more than 3,000 people stayed on to hear McGovern, even though he was an hour late. In the Bronx's DeWitt Clinton High School, 4,000 crammed into the auditorium with another 1,000 trying to get in. It was a youthful group that waved flags and banners to cheer the candidate on. McGovern looked tired, and his voice was still raspy from a bout with hoarseness, but he seemed to be in good spirits. And again, he denigrated the opinion polls, which show him well behind. McGovern stood on the stage and watched a television set with Mrs. Valerie Kushner, wife of a prisoner of war, and Preston Thomas, whose son was killed in Vietnam November 1st, both of whom were on a nationwide television program with him. McGovern closes off his New York drive with a walking tour down the Avenue of the Americas in the morning. Eric Engberg, Group W News, with the McGovern campaign.
In Washington, it's getting down to the crunch and the sit-in by at least 400 Indians at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. A judge told the Indians to get out by this morning. The protesters have stayed past the deadline, however. So now the government plans to get the judge's permission to remove the Indians forcibly if necessary. In news about Vietnam, Radio Hanoi says a peace agreement is threatened. North Vietnam is complaining because of the U.S. rush to get supplies to South Vietnamese troops. And near Da Nang, three U.S. helicopters were shot down. At least two Americans were killed. Police in Tokyo are holding a skyjacker after he held a plane and its passengers for 8 hours. The man says he's a Japanese who had been living in Los Angeles. The skyjacker was demanding a flight to Cuba and $2 million. Now he's in custody in Tokyo. And in central Japan, 28 people died after a fire broke out aboard an express train as it was inside a tunnel. The tunnel is 8 miles long, and the people were trapped by the smoke and heat. Nearly 500 people were injured in central Japan. And from Dave Newman, a sports story, well, sort of.
The baseball season has been over for a while now, but here's a funny sidelight on it. The BBC carried the final game of the World Series in Cincinnati this year, and their announcer interjected himself into the play-by-play to explain some of the finer points of the American pastime. Here are some of the things that announcer said, and these, by the way, are direct quotes. We have 9 player catchers distributed about the inner and outer diamonds in such a way as to give batsmen a chance to loft the ball between them. When the ball touches ground safely, the batsman is awarded the first base, then the other bases in succession until his eventual arrival at the home plate, whereupon the player returns to his side. A home run now would end Cincinnati's innings. And this detail about this game, many of the spectators here have come from Mexico to cheer on the famed Mexican athletes Perez, Geronimo, Campanaris, and Raleigh Fingers. That's Pete Rose over there in the outer field, gesticulating to the bowler to end the innings. And here's Gene Tennis now. In the series so far, Tennis has made 4 walks, totaling 16 runs, by driving the ball beyond the outer field. Baseball is seen by the BBC, the final game of this year's World Series. This is Dave Newman.
And WIND Time, 9:05.
Hi, I'm Buddy Ebsen for Parquet Margarine. Out here in the country, we're parquet people. There just isn't anything like the taste of chicken fried with parquet. It's the country fresh flavor of parquet that makes everything you fry taste so good.
That old country feeling from grass on parquet.
It's the buttery flavor that makes you feel that way. Parquet, it's craft at its best.
Chicago's weather for today, increasing cloudiness and warmer, high in the mid to upper 50s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, election day. The winds from the south at 11 miles an hour. Humidity is 79%. At O'Hare and along the lake, it's 45 degrees. It's 44 at Midway. 9:06. Tomorrow is Election Day, and WIND urges you to vote. The polls open from 6 to 6. This is Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting.
From the top 1,000 hits of all time, this record ranks in the top 10. Presenting number 10.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad flags up. Join me, home. We'll have some fun when the flag strikes one. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, 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 rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock, going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band goes down, we'll yell for more. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
9 minutes past nine, and we're getting into the biggies now. This is number nine in the WINE All-Time Top 1000, Percy Faith, the orchestra, and theme from A Summer Place. Orchestra and theme from A Summer Place, number nine, and the WIND All-Time Top 1000. Stand by, because we'll have record number eight coming up next. I won't tell you what it is, but get out the white box. That's our big production number coming up, and I hope that you're still following the, well, now we're up to the top eight with your copy of the WIND All-Time Top 1000 listed.
Presenting number eight.
On a day like today,
someone else, but not for me. Our love was out. hard to get missed. Well, that's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
And I Am a Believer, record number 7 in the WIND All-Time Top 1000. Stand by, because we've got record number 6 coming up next. Really, right down to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. It's 20 minutes past 9, and just briefly to review the whole Top 1000, we started off with Peter and Gordon and Lady Godiva and record number 999. Well, look, I really can't go through the whole list right now. The best thing to do is pick up your copy of the WIND All-Time Top 1000 list at record stores throughout Chicago and the suburbs. It's free, you know, and it is kind of fun to see just who made what and where and when. 20 minutes past 9, and this is Ron Britton, and this is the weather today. Just gorgeous. Today, some fog until mid-morning. And then increasing cloudiness and warmer, though. Temperatures into the mid or upper 50s. The sun is shining beautifully right now on the loop. Lower near the lake, temperatures. And then tonight, partly cloudy and mild with a low of around 43 degrees. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for tonight. And then tomorrow, voting weather looks pretty good. Mostly sunny and warm with a high near 60. There's a chance, though, says Earl, of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning. And again, by mid-afternoon, maybe you want to plan your voting accordingly. Possibilities for rain ending by evening. Whatever you do, with a raincoat or umbrella or what, vote, though, tomorrow. It's 45 degrees over to O'Hare, 44 at Midway, and 45 degrees right now at the lake. And it's 21 minutes now past 9.
If you are really concerned about the crime on your streets, ask yourself what's happened in the past 4 years. The answer is crime and violence have reached an all-time high in Cook County, and you've never had greater fear for safety on the streets and security in the home. Ask yourself why the crime rate and your own level of fear goes up, even though the state's attorney is supposed to be tough on criminals. The answer is, he hasn't really been doing his job. Your own fears prove it. That's why the lawyers, all Chicago newspapers, and most neighborhood and suburban newspapers endorse Bernard Carey for state's attorney. Carey is a professional lawman, a lawyer, a top-rated FBI agent, undersheriff of Cook County, founder of the Illinois Bureau of Investigation, and special prosecutor for Attorney General William Scott. Scott said Carey has the credentials to be a great state's attorney. The people of Cook County need this man. Let's elect a professional crime fighter, Bernard Carey. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Citizens for Carey.
Need money help? come to the Consumer Finance Company that offers you nationwide convenience, household finance. You see, once you establish a good credit rating at one HFC office, you've got credit at all 1,600 offices throughout the U.S. and Canada. HFC, an equal opportunity lender.
Never borrow money,
all time, this record ranks in the top 10. Presenting number 6.
deadline is passed and the Indian demonstrators are still there. I'm Ralph Howard at 9.
1,000 hits of all time. This record ranks in the top 10. Presenting number 4. Number 3, the WIND Top 1000.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, baby. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight to dare. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he's been just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something and rash. Then he's diver.
Ho, ho.
Yeah, Doogie Tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Lanya. And old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie back in town. Jenny Diver, oh, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line falls on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in.
Number three in the WID All-Time Top 1000. You can feel that electricity in the air. Something is right around the corner, and it'll be record number two, of course, in the WID All-Time Top 1000. It's 17 minutes away from 10 in the morning, and this is King B. Ron Britton, and I hope you're enjoying and have enjoyed the Top 1000. We've been in the midst of this for the past couple of days, matter of fact, 4 days, getting up to the number two, number one record, and they're right around the corner. It's going to be a great day today with temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now it's 45 over at the lake.
Assistant Secretary of State Ed Kaharski has led the way in reforming the Secretary of State's office. He saved taxpayers over $500,000 by insisting on competitive bidding for license plates. And he established the first night driver testing program in the nation, enabling thousands of Illinois residents to take driver's tests without having to take time off from work. Now, Ed has a plan to teach our youngsters traffic safety and the right way to drive by establishing bicycle safety training programs throughout the state. He also plans to revise driver's licenses to include vital medical data such as blood type and drug allergies. One of these plans just might save your life or your child's. Vote Republican November 7th. Elect Assistant Secretary of State Ed Kaharski, Secretary of State. Let's keep the good work going. Sponsored by Citizens for Kaharski, Thomas Chupak, Chairman.
Get that country's feeling when you wear pantyhose. Get that country's feeling from your hips down to your toes. Oh, that country's feeling, it's like walking in your skin. Oh, that country's feeling, what a feeling to be in. Country, it's like skin.
Two for pantyhose with a sensational look, fit, and feel. Available at Carson Perry Scott in company right now.
It's not surprising that a food store sells delicatessen salads. And you might not be surprised to learn that a food store makes many of those salads in its own salad kitchen. But would you expect a food store to make their chicken salad with all white meat? To make every salad with real mayonnaise instead of salad dressing? Would you expect Jewel to offer 15 different delicatessen salads in every chef's kitchen?
Jewel really does do more than you'd expect.
From the top 1,000 hits of all time, this record ranks in the top 10. Presenting number two.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Yeah. shoulder.
Is the number two record, The Beatles and Hey Jude, and this is Ron Britton. At 7 minutes away from 10 in the morning, and from Thursday morning, we've come a long way together. 999 records, as a matter of fact, that's a lot of number one music, all to get to the top of the WID all-time top 1,000. As a matter of fact, we've had a lot of calls in saying, how do you come up with this list? And let me read what's the bottom of our top 1,000 list you can pick up free at record stores. The list represents the judgment of WIND and is based upon the relative popularity of records according to Such factors as local and national airplay, record sales, jukebox play, and tabulations by Billboard magazine. So I ain't going to argue with that. See United Bank, the money store at State & Wacker for vacation loans. We're right around the corner from the King of the Mound.
The Chicago Sun-Times endorses Senator Charles Percy for re-election. The Chicago Tribune endorses Percy. The Chicago Daily News endorses Percy. Chicago Today endorses Percy. The Chicago Daily Defender endorses Percy. The Aurora Beacon News endorses Percy. The Rock Island Argus endorses Percy. The Moline Dispatch endorses Percy. The Peoria Journal Star endorses Percy. The Kankakee Journal endorses Percy. The Illinois State Register endorses Percy. The Champaign News Gazette endorses Percy. The Bloomington Pantograph endorses Percy. The Decatur Herald Review endorses Percy. The Alton Telegraph endorses Percy. The Southern Illinoisan endorses Percy. The St. Louis Globe Democrat endorses Percy. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch endorses Percy.
As you may have guessed, this has been sponsored by Citizens for Percy.
The Freeport Journal Standard endorses Percy. The Danville Commercial News endorses Percy. The Metro East Journal endorses Percy. The Champaign...
How does this sound? A brand new Kenmore Zigzag portable sewing machine, yours for just $69 at Sears. It sounds great, and it is, because just $69 gives you a modern Zigzag portable that handles all the new sewing tricks. Mending and darning, zigzag and straight stitches, monograms, even sews on buttons and makes buttonholes. The Kenmore Zigzag Portable.
10,000 possible from the engineering department, the producers, the people that you heard on the air presenting the music of the past 17 years. But most of all, we'd all like to thank you for making the top 1,000 here at WIND such a success, and I hope you had some fun along the way. Here it is.
From the top 1,000 hits of all time, as determined by record sales, jukebox play, and radio airplay, this record ranks number one.
Come on, baby! Let's do that.
One more day of campaigning left to go. I'm Ralph Howard at 9:59 in WIND Chicago. A couple of the busiest candidates are Governor Ogilvy and Dan Walker. Each plans to be in 8 cities across the state. George McGovern is going from New York City to Philadelphia to Los Angeles and then home to South Dakota. President Nixon is at San Clemente and plans one more TV broadcast. More on the national campaign from Washington.
Tomorrow is not only D-Day for the presidential candidates, but for their workers as well, especially for those who expend their energy on the machinations of politics. More particularly, the men and women who have been in charge of canvassing, registering, and finally of getting out the vote. All have their credentials on the line. A day before the election, the attention now centers on getting out the vote. In the camp of the incumbent, Nixon workers claim they have out-organized the well-respected McGovern organization. Tomorrow, Nixon people will be making phone calls and house visits to get out their voters. The Nixon officials say they have lots of people.